With Montana News, I'm Mary Ald. Republican Governor-elect Greg Gianforte has put together a task force that will help inform the state's response to the coronavirus pandemic when he assumes office in January. MTPR's Shaylee Rager reports.
Gianforte says the COVID-19 task force will help him tailor a plan to address the, quote, health and economic well-being of Montanans, unquote. Leading up to the election, Gianforte held off releasing specific plans to take over the state's response to the coronavirus. The makeup of the task force gives more insight into what his priorities will be. The list, sent out in a news release, includes educators, representatives of hospitals and long-term care facilities, a priest, business owners, a former pharmaceutical executive, and a Fort Peck tribal board member. Adjutant General Matthew Quinn, who heads up current Governor Steve Bullock's coronavirus task force, will also be on Gianforte's team. Gianforte said in the news release that it's his, quote, top priority to work together to protect the most vulnerable among us while also safely and fully opening back up our economy, unquote. Gianforte has said he doesn't think statewide mandates are the right approach to respond to the pandemic and that he would defer to personal responsibility. In recent weeks, Montana has seen a rapid rise in COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations. I'm Shaylee Rager, Montana Public Radio News.
Montana State Senator Nate McConnell has announced his resignation following 6 years in the legislature. He says he wants to focus on his kids during the pandemic. The Montana News Guild, which represents staff from the Billings Gazette, finalized its first contract with newspaper owner Lee Enterprises last week. Jess Sheldahl reports for YPR News.
As newspaper staffs across the state shrink, the Montana News Guild, the only newspaper union in Montana, ratified a one-year contract with Lee Enterprises November 1st. Victor Flores, sports reporter for the Gazette, says he would recommend unionizing to any news organization in the state.
Even if we didn't get everything we wanted, man, it's just such a better process than anything we've had before. To go through this, I just felt like, okay, you know, this is one of the few tools we have to kind of save local journalism.
A spokesperson for Lee Enterprises says the company does not have a comment on the contract at this time. The Guild says negotiated benefits include pay raises for the staff's three lowest paid employees, base starting salary for future hires, a grievance procedure, overtime and severance guarantees, diversity requirements in hiring practices, and fixed insurance premium rates for 2021. Lee rejected the Guild's request for wage increases for 17 staff members and layoff protections beyond mid-December. The Billings Gazette and Lee Enterprises have said they will implement layoffs if three employees do not seek a buyout from the paper within 45 days of the ratification of the contract. Lee Enterprises owns the Billings Gazette, the Missoulian, the Helena Independent Record, the Montana Standard in Butte, and the Ravalli Republic. For YPR News, I'm Jess Sheldahl.
Montana added 1,101 new confirmed COVID-19 cases today, and the state's active case count stands at about 16,800. The state listed 5 new deaths, and hospitalizations continue to tick upwards. According to the state's report on bed capacity Monday, 3 of the state's largest hospitals were completely full. Benefice Health System in Great Falls is one of those facilities. Spokesperson Casey Husted says bed capacity fluctuates by the hour, but says Benefice has found ways to treat patients even when full.
Even if that means taking more patients than we typically would on a given unit or putting patients in places where we normally wouldn't put them.
Billings Clinic and St. Peter's Health in Helena also listed their inpatient bed capacity as full Monday. St. Peter's spokesperson Catherine Gallagher said in a written statement the hospital continues to be able to treat patients but says staffing is a barrier to adding any more beds. Gallagher says on any given day, 50 staff are out due to COVID-19 related issues. In order to maintain bed availability, St. Peter's has had to cancel non-emergency surgeries. The Montana Department of Public Health and Human Services says starting Thursday, it will maintain a phone line for hospitals to call when they can't find an open bed for patients. State health officials will utilize state hospital data to find beds for patients who need a higher or lower level of care. Going to college is a big change for all students. But for those who have recently left military service, student veterans say more support on campus can ease the double transition of also adjusting to civilian life. Rachel Kramer with Yellowstone Public Radio reports.
Rachel Nyquist is one of more than 500 student veterans enrolled at Montana State University this semester. The Navy veteran, on an online seminar Tuesday, said as a non-traditional student, MSU's Veteran Support Center, the place where students can take care of their GI paperwork, grab a cup of coffee, and connect with people who have similar life experiences, was a big draw.
Like, you can go to these classes with these younger kids and maybe feel a little out of place. And then between classes, you can come to the Veteran Center and you can sit down and do your homework there or just talk to someone who understands your language.
Saul Martinez, an Army veteran and MSU graduate, said as a bilateral amputee, disability services made it possible for him to get to class safely.
Disability services was very, very good about reaching out to me before the winter came and asking me, okay, what are your routes to classes? Which classes are you taking? And I got to give a major shout out to the maintenance crew because never did I have to worry about my route to class because it was always clear.
Daryl Lee with University of Montana's Veterans Office told YPR he and his peer serve as the liaisons between nearly 500 student veterans, UM, and Veterans Affairs. The office also helps student veterans figure out how to reach their educational goals and connect them with resources on campus and in the community. Lee says student veterans often have a lot more life experience than their peers and encourages professors to engage with veterans in a way to enrich classroom learning. He gave the example of an ethics class.
Instead of teaching them, you know, these are the fundamentals and here are some examples, how about you ask them, you know, based on their examples and use that information, that, you know, that knowledge that they already have to teach each other based on each other's experiences.
The Montana University system recognizes Veterans Day this Wednesday. Rachel Kramer, YPR News.